And the type of furniture in the bedroom to put shirts and pants and things in. What is your word for that?
We have an armoire and we have a cupboard.
And a cupboard. Would you ever say dresser or bureau?
We don't have one.
Well, then you would never say it. But if someone were to say, what would you expect another person to say when they were talking about the fact that they have a three-drawer, whatever it is?
They might say dresser.
Dresser.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Like a dresser. Okay.
And we have a tonneau.
Okay. And that's...
No.
No?
Well, the one we have, that's a tonneau.
Oh.
But what we have is lower. Oh. Just two drawers in the bedroom.
How do you spell that?
T-A-N-S-U. Tonneau.
Is that a Japanese name?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Now, the cupboard that you have in the bedroom, is that installed in...
In the wall.
In the wall.
With doors.
It's not freestanding. Okay.
And the armoire is freestanding.
It's freestanding. Okay. Good. Now, did you have indoor plumbing?
Yes.
So, where did you get your water?
From the pipe?
Right. Okay. So, are you familiar with the terms gully and draw?
Yes. But just from movies.
Western?
Yeah, Western movies.
But you don't know necessarily what they are.
Yeah. A gully is like a depression in the earth.
Yes.
A draw, I'm not sure.
Draw. It's something similar. Is a reservoir the same thing as a pond?
No. I would say a reservoir is much larger.
Larger. And how about their purpose? Is there a difference?
Reservoir would be used for supplying water.
Mm-hmm.
Pond might just be independent and for no real purpose. Just...
Is there?
Yeah.
Because of nature.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a reservoir might be only created.
Right.
More ranch questions. Would cattle drink out of a pond or a reservoir?
A trough.
A trough. Some of these things I'll skip because you didn't bring water into the house. You turned on the faucet. To you, what are buckets made of? What are the materials that buckets can be made of?
A bucket, I think, would be wooden.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
A pail would be either metal or plastic.
Like when you take to the seashore?
Yes.
Okay. A couple of things about the kitchen. The thing that water comes out of.
Faucet.
Never tap.
No.
Would there be a different name if it were outside?
No.
No. Okay. What would dishes be washed with? The what you put in your hand.
Oh. Sponge.
Mm-hmm. And then when you dry them, what is your word? If you were to dry them by hand.
With a towel?
Mm-hmm. Is there a special type of towel name?
Some people say tea towels.
But you never did?
No. Just a towel.
Kitchen towel. Kitchen towel, right. I spoke with a woman in Stockton yesterday, and she said, that is a tea towel. And I asked her if tea towels then could be made out of terry, and then I asked, what is it you call the linen ones that you get from England that don't have the lint and you can dry glasses?